they were able to really make them work hard for it. They were able to continue to make good things happen, just not quite able to get the win. And there's been similar stories like that over the course of this season for JCC. That's part of learning. That's part of growing. And the wins will come, you hope, and maybe even later on this year, you could potentially see that down the line. And speaking of the line and the lineups here, Quentin Teets leading off things for Wyndham. He walked aboard, later became a run, a couple steals for him. Then he flew out to right field, popped out to pitcher, and he grounded out to third in this game. Matthew Vail, meanwhile, walked aboard, later became a run after stealing as well, and then lined out to center in the second and struck out once, and then also grounded out to short. Hayden Teets reached on an error, stole a couple of times, and later became a run. Only got to third in the second after he got aboard with a single. Also had a double where he scored a run, plated a run, in fact, batted one in the fourth, and then flew out to right as well. Jackson Joyce, who walked aboard and later scored as part of the four-run first, and then a strikeout for him, lined out to center, lined out over to second base as well. A very nice diving play by Cash Gilbert. A couple strikeouts for Stevie Meyer and a line out to left. Popped out to third base, did Joe Wallinga in that slot in the fifth spot of the order in the seventh. And then a strikeout for Bartelt at the designated hitter spot. He fouled out to first and lined out a couple of times or popped out. And Nielsen, Soren Nielsen, had a two-run single, the only hit of that first frame that was so productive for Wyndham area, and then a single aboard all three times he was at the plate for Nielsen, the most productive Eagle on the day, and a couple walks, Erickson and Anderson as part of the later part of that first as well. Erickson also popped out to first. He had a single later on, another single for Anderson later on, then he later became a run in the fourth, and then he flew out to left as well. That's how Wyndham did today. Cash Gilbert actually bookended his day with a couple of singles and then a fly out to center and a fly out to short as well. Ben Gallagher grounded out, but then had a single and a double on the day. He also had a strikeout near the end. Strikeout for Gage Johnson, line out to right field, reached on an error to second base, and then a ground out to second as well. And we'll pick that up a little bit later on as we are going to be joined by Mike Wearson now, the head coach of the Jackson County Central Huskies. And so two runs on nine hits, though, and nine left on base. Obviously want to get a few more of those across, especially late. Had the tying run there at the end as well. And the other thing that I was talking about just now before you came up here is after that fourth inning, the fifth inning, they got a couple more hits, but then it was 1-2-3. It was five runs on seven hits was their total, and you made it that way through the last couple times they got to the plate. So some good things happened today.
Yeah. I think we've won like 75% of the innings this year. It's just been, most of the time, it's one inning a game that makes a big difference in the outcome for us right now, and it's not going our way, unfortunately. You know, Gage just was a little off and just didn't have it today, which when you have a plan, like baseball is goofy that way, but like you can have a plan going into the game and it can change in a hurry. I thought Carson came in and was excellent. He does a good job of keeping guys off balance, mixes up his pitches, hits his spots, gets ahead in the count, makes them hit his pitch, and he was way good today, which we needed, obviously, because kind of dug ourselves a hole. So that was big, gave us a chance. And then we, like you say, we had guys in scoring position multiple times. We had some good at-bats, but in the end, I think it was either strikeout a couple times, but a lot of them, we just were popping it up. I don't know if we were just trying to do too much with the pitch, but putting a ball on the ground would have been huge, I think, just making them make a play with runners in scoring position. But those pop-ups kind of ended some of our rallies, and then a couple strikeouts there with guys in scoring position just killed us. But overall, we played well. You know, it's a good team, and we had a chance to win, and that's what you got to ask for every day. But in the end, we just, at some point, we just got to find a way, to get a win against a good team.
Kind of forced them to put Quentin Teets on the hill because that increase in velocity was a big factor in that final frame as you guys were still able to get that tying run to the plate.
Yeah. He throws probably as hard as anybody we've seen, at least this year. It's when you come, you know, change of speeds like that, and he can just come in and throw hard. I thought we were ready for it. I mean, we practiced for it, and the guys are, I think they had good swings at it. Fouled a couple off and, you know, had some good cuts. But in the end, we couldn't get the extra hit that we needed in a couple of those innings to get a couple more guys across. Would have loved to find a way to, you know, beat a good team, but right now we're just still searching for it.
A couple individuals that had some things that stand out here, a couple hits for Cash Gilbert and a very nice diving stab late to help with you guys keeping that within reach.
Yeah, Cash was awesome today. Like you say, that was one of those ESPN top 10 plays, laying out, making a big catch in the up the middle, and then he was really good at the plate. Had on the barrel almost every time up, and smart on the bases. He's really coming on here the last week or two, and that's kind of why we flipped him. He was hitting nine to start the season, and it's like a second leadoff, but now he's really seeing a lot of pitches. I think he has really good at bats. He's aggressive early on good pitches, and he's finding a way to get on base. So flipped it around and kind of put him up at the top, and he's doing a great job.
Ben Gallagher, of course, a returning all-conference mention, and a couple of hits for him today, and one of the more consistent contributors for you guys.
Yep, he sees it well. He's always going to give you a chance at the plate. Hit it hard a couple times today again, and we were really close. Yeah, it's frustrating. I know the guys are starting to get a little frustrated, at times, just when you play as well as we have at times and just aren't finding ways to win, it's hard to keep the heads up. But I think overall the guys are still in it, giving themselves a chance. And hopefully we can, take a deep breath, rest the arms over the weekend, and we got some tough ones next week with three games again next week, Worthington, Fairmont, and Hayfield. So it's gonna be another big challenge next week, and gotta get the guys ready.
Carson Kolander, Jace Jorgensen, Talon Holm all had at least one hit over the course of this one. Hayden Warmke had one, and so you see those flashes. Thomas Leopold came through a couple of times, really solid contact made by him a couple different times, and you've talked about him before, just his senior leadership and how much that means.
Yeah, he's having a great year. I mean, he's been the guy behind the plate for a couple now, and with the opportunities he's having this year at the plate, he's really had some good at-bats. His average isn't going to go out there and just dazzle anybody, but he finds a way to put the ball in play. He's really starting to get it on the barrel this year and giving us a chance at the plate, and that's huge for us because obviously with not a whole lot of guys on the bench and guys that we have to have pitch, it's nice to have him back there and be able to trust him.
And Senior Day is approaching, so...
Yep.
You'll celebrate him in particular.
Yep. Yeah. Coming up on the 20th, I believe we're doing senior day. So, I'm going to miss him a lot. He's just a really, really good kid. He works really hard. He's a great teammate, super smart. Can trust him in any situation. He knows what he's doing. And he's just a good kid. So you're just going to miss those kind of guys. So, it's always hard getting down to the end, with any of the guys that you start to get to know. As you have them as athletes or even just in the classroom and stuff. And it's one thing about the spring season is, it's going to be, it is truly their end. So you hope you can end it on a high note for them. And I think we're in the right direction as far as that goes, but it's just one of those things that at some point I think we'll break through, hopefully sooner than later.
So, yeah, Murray County Central will be senior day there, the Tuesday, May 20th date. And like you just referenced already, at Worthington, that one rescheduled, obviously, from earlier in the season. And then at Fairmont and then Hayfield, of course, will be one of the home games you still have coming up as well. And so a couple more times to get out here and see the Huskies and see how they have improved over the course of the season, especially if you saw them early on, because they truly have.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of guys that this is, you know, first varsity experience this year, and I think that considering that, they've taken on the challenge and really come along, kept their heads up. You know, I think, unfortunately, I'm biased, but I think that they deserve to have a couple more wins than we've got right now, as well as they've played and competed against some of these good teams. So, at some point, I think they're going to break it through. I thought there for a second, I thought we were going to have it today, but, you know, they're tough. Windham's a good team, so you can't be, like, terribly upset when you play well. But at the same time, I like winning a lot more than losing.
100%. I 100%. I completely agree, and I hear what you're saying there. And I mean, there's been an ability that you guys have demonstrated a few times this season as well to put it all together and be able to get those wins. And so hopefully, you know, you start stringing that together as you get to the postseason, even more so this year or any year. But, you know, any year, that's what you want to do is be the best version of yourself. We said a few times over the course of this broadcast at the end. So hopefully that continues to be the case for JCC.
Yeah, and that's part of the talk we had after the game is we're doing the right things. Like, we're giving ourselves a chance. We are learning. We're getting smarter out there. Still had, you know, we had a couple hiccups on the bases again. That kind of hurt. But overall, you know, the guys are not making the mistakes that we made earlier in the season. For the most part, we're pitching really well. I know Gage didn't have his best today. But, I mean, you're never going to have your best every day. Like, that's just how it is. And luckily, you know, we were able to call on number two, and it happened to be Carson, and he came through for us and gave us a chance. So, in the end, that's what you want. You want to have a good baseball game and give yourself a chance to win, and I thought the guys did that.
Busy end of the regular season coming up. We wish you the best of luck there, and especially as you get into the postseason as well.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much to Mike Wearson for coming alongside during the post game here. JCC Baseball here on KKOJ Radio. Appreciate his time. And, of course, Windham area able to improve their record today, getting to 9-7, I do believe, here. And so that's going to be something that they're happy about, and happy about getting another rivalry win as well over JCC. That's always a big deal for both of these teams. And now we'll pick up my recap just to wrap that up here quickly, as I think I got through Gage Johnson in this one, as he struck out, lined out to right field, and then reached on an error I have down here, got to second there, and then grounded out to second. So Carson Colander struck out, but then he had that big double and was eventually able to score on a wild pitch, and that kind of broke the ice for GCC. And then he lined out to right, made some solid contact once again, demonstrated great patience to walk aboard, especially with a couple outs in the seventh. Jace Jorgensen doubles his first time up and then got out between second and third, and then fly out to center and a pop out to second. And then he was the tying run at the plate and went down swinging there, or actually went down looking with the strikeout there on Jace Jorgensen as, like we said, got to the tying run to the plate there. And then lining out to center was Talon Holm. He also had a fielder's choice where he grounded out there, but he did get a single on his latest trip to the plate. Lining out to right was Hayden Warmka, and then a single for him and a strikeout as well. Fouling out to third was Carson Dosher, a strikeout, and then he popped out to first. And an error is how Thomas Leopold reached the first time. He also did get a single and then eventually would score in the fifth, and then a strikeout for his last time up. So that gives you the full rundown of everything that happened today, at least on my score sheet here. And we bring Tim Stye back in for kind of the final thoughts here. JCC, we heard from Coach Wearson talking about it, just creating chances, but taking better advantage is maybe the next step, especially in the opportunities you still have left in the season.
Doing the right thing when you got an opportunity and they're taking steps in the right direction. Got to compliment Carson Dosher again, keeping us in this game. came in there in a difficult situation, got out of the inning and took it from there and did his job as a pitcher, held runners close and gave the offense a chance. And look what happened. We almost put it together. Compliment the young kids for taking strides, taking advantage of the opportunity, and the experience is starting to show.
And both these teams have a busy next week. In fact, Windham Area will be Monday at Springfield, and then they'll be at Laverne, and then they'll be at Martin County West as well. That'll be on Extreme Country 105.7 and Explore Live Video. So the Eagles are going to be flying all over the place, or busing, or however you want to do that, as they will be Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. That is a busy week, but JCC has a similar thing going on. They go to Worthington, which isn't quite as far, and then at Fairmont on Tuesday as well, and then Hayfield is here, and then that Tuesday, May 20th, will be senior day for Thomas Leopold as well against Murray County Central. And mixed into later parts of May, of course, will be some of the seating and stuff like that, and we'll see how we can maybe get around and track everybody as they go through the postseason as well here on KKOJ Radio. But yeah, and anything else?
I hope we get Windham in the playoffs. I think we got a chance, and probably need to win a couple more to sneak up there to the 4 or 5 game. You never know. So I'd like that opportunity. Otherwise, I'm going to have to listen to it for the whole season here to these winning people, how we haven't beat them in baseball. One good thing is at least we got them on the football schedule this year, so they can't talk too loudly once football season starts.
The return of the paddle is going to be highly anticipated. And, Windham Area on the winning side here today. Battle for the paddle, I should say. And Windham Area getting the 5-2 win is the final here tonight. Thank you to Tim Stye for being alongside. Thank you to Dan Svoboda for being back in the studio as well, making sure that we sound as good as we can here. JCC Baseball here on KKOJ Radio. I'm Captain Cross. We hope you all come back.